Welcome to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. In today's episode, we're tackling a topic that touches almost everyone: the surprising effects that everyday medicines can have on your mouth. From high blood pressure tablets to antidepressants, many descriptions bring along oral side effects that patients often aren't warned about. So today, with the help of Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile, we will explore how to recognize these changes, why they matter, and most importantly, what you can do to protect your teeth and gums while still getting the medical benefits that you need. Dr. Udelman, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. And I hope you're keeping well during this flu season. A lot of people seem to be going down, and yeah, thank goodness for medicines and things that help us feel better.
Very grateful for medicines. But now I want to actually focus on blood pressure tablets or antidepressants, and ask you, how do these common medicines affect your mouth?
Yeah, so you'd be surprised how many medicines, including blood pressure tablets and antidepressants, they quietly affect your mouth. Blood pressure tablets, especially something called a calcium channel blocker. You can ask your doctor what type of blood pressure medicine you have, but calcium channel blockers, they can make your gums swell up and grow over your teeth, which can make brushing really tricky. I haven't seen that in a while, but in Australia, I saw quite a few patients on those, and it did actually affect their gums. And antidepressants and antihistamines often dry your mouth out, and so then you suddenly have lost your natural rinse system, your saliva. And we've had quite a few podcasts about dry mouth and saliva, and people can go back and listen to that. But basically, without saliva, the bacteria builds up, the cavities creep in, your gums get inflamed, and it's not pleasant. And so while medicine is helping your body, your mouth sometimes pays the price.
So we touched on the dry mouth before, but for new listeners, what exactly is dry mouth, and why does it cause so many problems?
Yeah, I think it's good to touch on it in this podcast as well, because previous podcasts we spoke about dry mouth mainly from dehydration and things like that, and we've also touched on other medical things. But today, the dry mouth we're talking about is caused by medications, and it's the saliva is your mouth's best friend. It washes away food, it neutralizes acids, and it even has special proteins that fight bacteria. And when medicines slow down the saliva production, you end up with sticky dry, with like a sticky dry feeling in your mouth. And patients often say it feels like they have cotton wool in their mouth. And the danger is, without saliva, the acids from the food and the bacteria sit on your teeth much longer. And that leads to decay and gum problems. So dry mouth isn't just uncomfortable, it's also risky.
And Dr. Udelman, can medications increase the risk of cavities and gum disease?
Yes, absolutely. Imagine a city with no rubbish collection. You know, things pile up, they smell bad, it attracts pests. This is what happens in your mouth when your saliva drops. Your plaque builds up much quicker, the bacteria thrive, and before you know it, you've got gum inflammation, bleeding, cavities popping up in places that were never a problem before. It's just got a knock-on effect from one thing to another.
And what about blood thinners? Do they really affect dental treatment?
They do, but not in the way some people may think. So blood thinners don't actually damage your teeth or gums, but they make it harder for your blood to clot. So if you need an extraction or surgery or even a deep clean, there's a higher risk of bleeding. And that's why it's important to tell your dentist, even if you're on baby aspirin is a very strong blood thinner. And then things like warfarin and some of the newer anticoagulants, things that are blood thinners. You know, we don't want any surprises in the dental chair. The dentist should ask you if you're going to have surgery, are you on blood thinners? But in case they don't, just, you know, make sure you tell them they can plan properly. They may tell you to stop. You don't want to stop unless the dentist has told you to stop. when, you know, and they tell you when you should do it, depending on when your surgery is. So don't just stop them because I said so. Make sure you ask your dentist or your doctor.
And what about osteoporosis drugs? Why would you say, do dentists worry about them?
Yeah, so as you know, we did a whole podcast all about this, and we'll also be talking again about other aspects of menopause. But that's a great question because drugs like Fosamax are brilliant at strengthening the bones. But they will interfere with bone healing in the jaw, especially after extractions. And it's a terrible condition called osteonecrosis, where your bone actually dies instead of healing. And that's why we're very cautious. And we always ask if you're on these medications before planning any big dental work.
Dr. Yudeman, inhalers for asthma or COPD, can they also damage your teeth or gums?
Oh, most definitely. Inhalers, especially the ones with steroids, and a lot of them do, they can leave a residue in your mouth and your throat. There's something called a spacer. Make sure you always use a spacer. It's something that, you know, helps it to sort of spread out when you breathe it in. But anyway, these things can dry out, and it can trigger a fungal infection called thrush. And over time, teeth exposed to this type of environment can start decaying faster. You know, rinse your mouth, brush your teeth after using an inhaler. It's a little habit that will make a big difference.
And are there any cosmetic side effects like staining or gum overgrowth from medicines?
Yeah, so like we mentioned, the blood pressure tablets with calcium channel blocker in it, they can cause gum overgrowth and make your smile look uneven. You know, while we're actually on the gum overgrowth situation, is also the typical one is epilepsy drugs, Dilantin. It's called Dilantin hyperplasia, where the gums grow over the teeth. It can be lasered away and make it look much better and easier to clean. But it comes back if you're still on the Dilantin. And then even things like iron tablets and certain antibiotics like tetracyclines can stain your teeth and make them look dark. And some mouth rinses that are prescribed for gum infections, like a Corsadil, if it's got chlorhexidine, and you use them for too long, it can stain your teeth. And it makes patients very upset if they go to the oral surgeon, get a wisdom tooth out, and the oral surgeon says, use this, but doesn't say, you know, stop after a week or stop after 2 weeks. It can look terrible. It does fortunately clean off. You can have a cleaning and a polish, and then you're back to you're as good as new again.
And in your experience, what should patients tell their dentist about the medications that they're taking?
You should tell us everything. Don't just tell us the important ones. Even if you're taking herbal medicine, when I practice in California, there's something called ginkgo. I think it's ginkgo biloba. It was like one of these drugs that was preventing strokes and all of that, herbal remedy. And patients' gums would really bleed if we were doing, say, a crown back in those days, and you had to trim the gum a tiny bit or something. The gum would just bleed and bleed and bleed. And then I'd say to them, oh, are you taking any medication? They go, no, I'm not on any medication. Then you say, what about ginkgo? Oh, yeah, I take ginkgo. So, you know, that's still a medication. Just because it's made from a plant doesn't mean to say it. I mean, that's why some of these herbal things are so effective, or that they've been using them for thousands of years, is because they do actually work. And then there's supplements like St. John's wort and ginseng. These can affect bleeding or healing, and a lot of people take these types of things. So whatever you're taking, please make sure to tell your dentist so the treatment can be safe and it can be effective.
And are there ways to manage dry mouth or other side effects without actually stopping the medicine, Dr. Yudelman?
Yeah, so go back to the podcast about that. It's often about little changes, sugar-free gum or lozenges, especially I'm a fan of Orbit. It's called Orbit Professional. It used to have a lot of xylitol in. Now it's got xylitol and sorbitol, but it works really well. There's gels and sprays. They call it artificial saliva. And it can make your mouth moist. It's got like a glycerine in it. A lot of patients don't like it because it feels like you're spraying someone else's goopy saliva into your mouth. So you got to get your head around it, but it does work. Or you can imagine a factory where people are spitting into bottles and then they go and sell it. To be honest, I've never sprayed it in my own mouth, but my late dad did have a big problem with dry mouth, and he found those sprays very helpful. Staying hydrated makes a big difference. Cutting back on alcohol and caffeine, even just cutting back, no one's saying you need to give it up, but if you cut it back and you drink more water, you might find that your mouth isn't so dry. And what, you know, like I was saying, you don't need to stop the medicine. Instead, you adapt and support your mouth while you're on it.
And then just one more question, Dr. Udelman. What is your best advice for listeners taking multiple prescriptions to keep their mouth healthy?
So my golden rule is keep your dentist in the loop. If you're on more than one medicine, the chance of side effects goes up. Regular visits means we can spot, early changes before they turn into big expensive problems. Brush twice a day with fluoride toothpaste, floss. Use other things that your dentist recommends, like tooth mousse, which is to remineralize teeth. And yeah, don't underestimate the power of sipping water throughout the day. It's simple, but it really helps. I think I'll have a sip of some water now.
Sounds like a good idea. But medicines can save lives, but they can also quietly harm your smile if you don't know what to watch out for. But the good news is, with the right knowledge and teamwork between you and your dentist, you can stay on your treatment and still protect your teeth. So if you are on prescription medication, don't be shy. You can bring a full list to your next dental visit. I'm sure Dr. Udelman will be very happy to see that. Yeah. Dr. Udelman, thank you once again. Yeah. That was another edition of Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. And thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. And look forward to chatting to you next week, this time about menopause and how it affects your mouth.
Looking forward to that. Thank you, Dr. Udelman. And also thanks to our listeners for joining us. Remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Also, don't forget to subscribe for more enlightening discussions and join us again next time as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.